India today began withdrawing its warships from international waters near Pakistan, a further sign that tension between India and Pakistan is easing. The announcement came a few hours before U.S. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld arrived in the region. Rumsfeld's visit is the latest effort by the Bush administration to keep the two sides from going to war. From New Delhi, NPR's Michael Sullivan reports.
Ever since the December 13th attack on India's parliament, an attack New Delhi says was carried out by Pakistan-backed militants, India has been massing its forces for a possible strike against its longtime enemy. Nearly a million Indian and Pakistani troops were deployed on the frontier along with tanks, missiles, and artillery. Attack aircraft were moved to bases near the border, and Indian ships took up station in international waters off Pakistan's coast and waited. But in the second conciliatory gesture in as many days, India today said its ships are standing down, its sailors coming home. Commander Rahul Gupta is a spokesman for the Indian Navy.
Ships of the Western Fleet, which were on patrol in different areas of the Northern Arabian Sea, have been recalled to their base as per government decision. The bulk of the combat ships which had been deployed are returning back. The details of the number of and type I cannot say.
Yesterday, India announced it would allow Pakistani commercial aircraft to use Indian airspace. India withdrew overflight permission following the attack on Parliament. India's conciliatory gestures came after U.S. Deputy Secretary of State Richard Armitage visited the region last week and won a pledge from Pakistan's President Pervez Musharraf to end cross-border infiltration permanently. That pledge, one effectively guaranteed by the Deputy Secretary of State, was enough to convince the Indian side to offer goodwill gestures of its own. India's Foreign Ministry spokeswoman, Nirupama Rao, today made it clear that these gestures are proof that India is serious about a peaceful resolution to the current crisis if Pakistan makes good on its pledge.
No, I believe they are important steps, they are significant steps, and as I said yesterday, they are an expression of our desire to reduce tensions, to pursue the paths of peace, because to peace there is really no alternative. And I believe the Pakistan government should recognize the import of these moves.
A Pakistani spokesman called yesterday's announcement by India a step in the right direction, but said more needed to be done. Pakistan's President General Musharraf said today he was looking for genuine steps from India, not, he said, peripheral or cosmetic ones. India's Foreign Ministry spokeswoman, Nirupama Rao, said India is looking forward to Secretary Rumsfeld's visit, which she said will offer Indian officials the opportunity to sensitize him to the situation on the ground along the line of control. For his part, Secretary Rumsfeld is clearly interested in making sure the situation on the ground gets better, not worse, in the coming weeks, and ensuring that both sides continue along the path of de-escalation. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, New Delhi.